Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the skies across Israel remain mostly clear, with a gentle breeze sweeping through major cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. It's a warm night, perfect for a quiet stroll. Meanwhile, in Jerusalem, the stars are shining brightly, offering a serene backdrop to the bustling city below. Here are today's headlines. First, senior U.S. officials say Israel can defend itself against Hezbollah under the U.S.-Iran deal, according to JNS, just in. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu held a press conference earlier this hour, warning of the danger Israelis faced, as reported by Walla. Also this hour, Times of Israel notes mixed reactions to the U.S.-Iran deal, with despair in Israel and joy in Lebanon. Separately, American Jewish leaders voice concern over the Iran deal, reports JTA in the past hour. And finally, Axios reports Iran fired missiles at Israel, potentially jeopardizing the ceasefire. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert highlighted a potential $300 billion fund for Iran, linked to nuclear talks, posting just minutes ago. Hananya Naftali expressed on X that the Iran deal is bad news for Israel, sharing his thoughts earlier today. Raylan Givens noted Kwani's comments on the Bab al-Mandab Strait as a strategic card, posting in the last few minutes. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S.-Iran deal. JNS reports that American officials affirm Israel's right to retaliate if Hezbollah attacks, emphasizing a two-way ceasefire. This comes amidst the backdrop of heightened tensions between Israel and Lebanon. The implications could strain diplomatic ties further. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's statement, Walla reveals that he addressed the nation, emphasizing the perilous situation before the ceasefire. This follows recent violent exchanges in the north. His words reflect the gravity of the security challenges Israel currently faces. Meanwhile, Times of Israel highlights varied reactions to the U.S.-Iran agreement. While Israel expresses concern, Lebanese citizens return to their homes and Iranians hope for economic relief. The deal's impact on regional stability remains uncertain. On the diplomatic front, American Jewish groups' alarm over the Iran deal, as reported by JTA, shows rare unity across the political spectrum. Their concern underscores fears of increased regional instability. The community's response may influence U.S. policy discussions. Finally, Axios notes Iran's missile launch at Israel, marking the first such move since the ceasefire. This escalation risks reigniting conflict amid fragile negotiations. The potential for renewed hostilities looms large. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports new core aims to challenge giants like Microsoft with $66 million to enhance identity security. This Israeli firm seeks to revolutionize cybersecurity, potentially reshaping the tech landscape. Separately, Ynet Business reveals multiple U.S. states investigating OpenAI over ChatGPT's safety practices. With implications for data privacy and security, this probe could impact OpenAI's operations and reputation. And finally, Walla Business discusses an emergency plan to rescue Israeli high tech. The sector faces pressure from prolonged conflict, an AI boom, and currency strength. This plan is crucial to prevent an economic downturn. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.